With the shift in consumer behaviors and the evolution of technology, small and medium businesses are doing everything they can to keep up. Businesses are either changing their business models to an online one or growing existing marketing efforts with digital marketing strategies. The Marketing Advisor Show each week will talk about how to grow your business through digital marketing. It's time for the Marketing Advisor Show on 104.5 WOKV. Here's your host, Digital Sales Director with Local Solutions and Cox Media Group, Mark Chaplin.
Welcome to another edition of the Marketing Advisor Show. I'm your host, Mark Chaplin, Digital Director of Local Solutions, Cox Media Group, and 104.5 WOKV. Along with me today are CMG Senior Media Consultants Jonathan Daniel and Nathan Cucker. Gentlemen, thank you for joining me today.
Yo, what's up, Mark? How you doing? Jonathan, how you doing?
Good. Happy to be here.
Good, good. It's been a heck of a time, and we're coming up on the holidays, so thank you for taking time out in your busy schedules. Today, we're going to be talking about what is your messaging and online presence really say about your business, and then later in the show, we'll discuss why hire a professional marketer. We're going to give you tips to make your marketing efforts more effective, but also talk about some of the different techniques and technologies that we have to really, you know, put your marketing into overdrive. So if it's okay with you guys, we'll go ahead and just kind of jump in.
Yeah, let's go.
So we talk about messaging a lot in our day-to-day. This is what we do for a living, right? But I wanted you guys to expound and give some of your professional take on, you know, what does that mean to a business owner? And then in turn, what does that mean to a consumer? And then after that, I want to talk about some of the elements that just you got to have them. They're non-negotiable. But also, what are some things to avoid? So, you know, messaging, what does that mean to a business owner? What does that mean to a consumer? Nate, do you want to start us off?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, that's a great question because, you know, I always tell clients that, you know, you want to create a brand, but you can also create a brand negatively too. So, you know, when you're trying to get out there and reach the masses, if your messaging just isn't right, you actually do the opposite of what you're trying to do. So instead of trying to get people to come into your business, your showroom, your dealership or whatever it may be, you're actually kind of making people not want to go there because they're like, that messaging kind of isn't there. So what it means for the business owner is easy. You want to get your point across. Why do people want to come there? You know, the days of you saying that you're in business for 40 years or you're a family-owned business and stuff like that, like, that's great. And, you know, the localness, you know, that's amazing. But you need to give people value. Like, why come in? And for the customer, you know, what I want to see is what are you going to do for me? Like having a sale, 5% off, 10% off, like that's great. But what else are you doing for me? Especially right now with the times, they are what they are. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to know that your place is safe to come into, that you're clean. You know, help me out a little bit. Help me understand why I should come to you. And if you can do that, if a client can do that, I know it sounds simple, but hard, you know, obviously. If you can get that across, then you're golden. What do you think, JD?
Yeah, I think that just reinforces reinforces the fact that messaging really is of the utmost importance. I mean, you take any business owner in any category, that business may legitimately have the best business in their respective category from an operational and customer service standpoint, whether it's a roofing company or a financial advisor or something else entirely. But if their messaging doesn't truly resonate with who they're targeting, it ultimately ends up being what I call an advertising expense rather than an advertising investment. And I read an interesting study recently. It referenced something called the forgetting curve. The claim is that people generally forget roughly 50% of the information they're presented with within an hour of receiving that info. You fast forward to 24 hours, they're going to forget 70% of that information. And when you think about all the messages that we're exposed to day to day, I mean, just from ads on the radio, television, billboards, to ads in your web browser or your mobile app, or even road signs or restaurant signs, that claim does have some merit. And for me, it reinforces not only the importance of businesses leveraging compelling messaging that, you know, will truly address a potential need of one of their potential customers, but the frequency of that messaging. I mean, you've got to be repetitive with that so you can build ultimately familiarity with a customer. I tell my partners that at the end of the day, familiarity is the foundation of trust. And if you can leverage messaging that resonates and builds familiarity and trust before that potential customer has a triggering event that stimulates a need for that product or service. It's just going to increase that business's probability of earning that customer's business.
Yeah, you know, and it's the days of the client wanting to put the phone number in four times and putting the, then it's like, okay, well, then when it was like, all right, well, let's do a .com, like put your website in there. Like I tell my clients now, like, really don't bother. Like, how many phone numbers can you name off the top of your head? You know, can you name four that aren't your relatives? I don't know if I really can. And as far as a .com, like, people expect you to have a website. So when they hear your name or when they need something, they're going to see you online. So just putting wasteless, useless space in there is just, I try to tell my clients not to do that and try to say something of value in there, because like they always say, 95-97% of the people that are out there do not want your service or whatever you have to offer. So, you know, you want to be in constant communication with these people when you are in the need for a roof or an air conditioner or a car. They think of you first.
Yeah, being in the right place at the right time with the right audience. We always talk about get noticed, be found, convert. We covered a lot there, and I want to kind of sort of stop down at something you said, Nathan. Considering where we are, we want to know that it's safe to get there, safe to do business with them. And I also, you know, just because, like you guys said, we have so much frequency of so many different things nowadays. I want to know what the rules are when I go there, because I want to be, you know, respectful of anybody that might be older, especially someone that has kids when I'm patronizing a business. So not only tell me that you're good to go, tell me the right way to do it. That's something for me as a consumer that's important. And I think about that, the sort of flip side of that is, as a business owner, if you can say, this is who we are, this is what we do, and this is how we're doing it right now, right? Given that quick stop down to say, check us out online, making sure they hear your name as opposed to rattling off like a bunch of numbers. And I say that to say I'm going to give our phone number in a minute, but it's a little bit different with a Proctor style, right? But I think all of those things, as far as the clarity and then the consistency, is what I heard, guys, as far as what you really have to hammer home from business to consumer, and then that feedback loop as well. Does that sound pretty accurate? Is there anything you can add to that in the last little bit on this, guys?
I just want to, I guess, reinforce something that Nathan mentioned regarding the messaging. And generally, consumers, they're going to want to spend their money with a company that doesn't just meet their needs from a product, service, and cost standpoint, but that's going to make them feel comfortable about mm-hmm. making that purchase. You know, oftentimes, consumers, they're going to purchase things emotionally, and then after the fact, they're going to justify that purchase rationally. So if you can tailor your message to invoke positive emotion with a consumer, you know, going back to building that familiarity and trust, that to me is step one in getting a customer to consider your business even before they have that immediate need for your product, when they're just in the interest phase.
And just be relevant too, you know, like restaurants, they should be advertising they have outdoor seating and curbside pickup. Service people that are coming in your house, we're going to come in wearing masks and everything else. So just be relevant.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, top of mind is, you know, the point of being on the mind. That's excellent drop in. So if you're just joining us, you're with the Marketing Advisor Show. I'm Mark Chaplin, Digital Director of Local Solutions, Cox Media Group, and 104.5 WOKV. Along with me today are CMG Senior Media Consultants, Jonathan Daniel and Nathan Cucker. And listeners, if you have any questions or you want to talk about your business's marketing strategy or what some of our best practices are, give us a call. It's 904-245-8878, or just shoot me an email at mark.chaplin@cmg.com. That's mark.chaplin@cmg.com. So, guys, I feel like you really nailed it as far as messaging. What does that mean to a business owner, what does that mean for a consumer, right? So we painted some broad strokes. We gave that good proverbial 30,000-foot view, right? What are the elements within that messaging, a little more specifically, a little more granular, that are non-negotiable? You touched on some that are things to avoid now that, you know, 10, 15, 20 years ago were important. So what are some of those things that are non-negotiable? You got to have it. And then what are some things to avoid, or things that are really tricky? And when I say tricky, I think of like a solid slogan or like a jingle, that kind of thing?
Well, if we look at the big picture, for my partners, it's imperative that our messaging is cohesive across all platforms. We can get into the granularities of what to avoid as far as specific verbiage. You know, we touched on, you know, avoid the phone numbers. I also like to avoid, I believe Nathan touched on this, locally owned and operated, family owned and operated business. If they've been in a local market for long enough, the public,
people already know that, right?
The public knows they're family owned and operated. But for me, again, I want to overemphasize how imperative it is that your messages are cohesive across all platforms, be it radio, television, your streaming videos that are airing across ESPN Plus and various other OTT platforms. You need to have that consistency because it goes back to the forgetting curve.
Yeah.
The human mind is a very powerful thing, but it only has so much capacity for information. So if maybe they lose sight of part of a message in a radio ad, you can remind them of that message when they're sitting in their recliner streaming their Roku TV at 8 o'clock at night. You can also hit them on their mobile device whenever they're scrolling through their Fox Sports app. Right. There are a number of different platforms that we can reach them on, and that's why cohesiveness of those messages are very, very important.
And I'm going to toss you a quick softball. When you say cohesive, right, said OTT a second ago. For the listeners that might not know, that stands for over-the-top advertising. A lot of times we refer to it as cord cutting, where people are watching broadcasts but not through that broadcast medium, right? So consistency in messaging, what I think of is, I just heard this ad and it was on OKV or it was on ESPN. When I see that, I need to make that association with it. Is that what you're getting at?
Yes, you're connecting the dots. And it gives local businesses, it creates a perception that even if it's a small, locally owned and operated business, the perception is they have a huge presence. You know, what we know about how advertising works is it all synergizes. You hear something on the radio, maybe you don't need a roof at that moment. You hear a roofing ad, but, you know, a limb hasn't fallen on your roof. You don't have a leak. Then something happens and you Google roofers in Jacksonville. Mm-hmm. Then you see an ad at the top of the search engine that has similar verbiage in the ad copy as what you heard on the radio. And you think, oh, wow, I just heard about these guys during Rush Limbaugh the other day. You know, they must have a pretty good reputation if I'm seeing them in multiple places.
Right.
The message is pretty much the same. Let's give them a shot. That's why I say it really increases your probability of earning that customer's business or at the very least being able to give that customer an estimate.
Nice. So it sounds to me, right, another softball, but if you can make it simple for the consumer, that's what you want to do. That's where you want to be, right? I mean, Nate, what do you have to add to that as far as, you know, consumer journey, like we just kind of touched on, and the messaging that the non-negotiables, you've got to have it in there. JD touched really heavily on the consistency of it. What stands out for you? And you can just elaborate on that piece, or if you have something else that comes to mind, that's great too.
Yeah, I mean, I 100% agree with JD. I mean, you know, I saw a stat that people forget 72 or 73% of everything when they go to sleep and they wake up in the morning. So that's a staggering, you know, let's just say it's, you know, 75%. So people only remember 25% of the things. And I'm sure that's like, what do I got to do today? What is my wife or my kid or my significant other or whatever it may be, you know? So
multiple choice in life, right?
There's so much stuff going on. I mean, my God. Do I need to put gas in the car in the morning? So, being consistent and having the high frequency, and, you know, like JD was saying, like when I go into a McDonald's in Jacksonville and I go into a McDonald's in Austin, Texas, I know that that McDonald's is going to be the same thing. I'm not going to see something completely different. Yeah, the menu might have one or two different things, but it's not like we're having a 40% sale off here, and then it's like, oh, we're locally owned and operated. So there's no confusion there. So as far as the non-negotiables, I like to put my clients in the position of being consumer. I know it's tough to get people to think that way when they're an owner because they think how I am must be how my consumers are. Well, gotcha. I do this, so they must be doing this. Well, that's really naive to think that way because –
But that's a common thing that we run into, right?
It happens all the time.
I like it, so it must be the case, right?
It happens all the time. And, you know, half of the conversation is trying to convince that person that, well, it's not necessarily that way, man. But I think, like, the non-negotiables is like, what is happening and what is happening? Why does somebody need a car? Why does someone need the Lazy Boy recliner? You know, why is it that they need a 65-inch flat screen TV? You know, like, what is it? And then hit that appeal, like, and market to that reasoning.
Not solve that because, problem, right?
Yes, I mean, not because you think it's a certain way. No, it's because you know. And when you start digging with these business owners, and you're like, all right, close your eyes and tell me who your most profitable customer is. And then they start answering it. Well, it's this person here. It's this demographic. It's male. It's female. It's this. It's that. It's this and that. You know. And then you're like, okay, well, what does this person do? Well, they do this, this, and this. Then you start honing it and honing it and honing it. And then you can really find out what that person's wants. And then you can almost start seeing the clients. They're like, okay, I get it now. You know, what does your sister do? Or what does your wife do? And then it's like, okay, well, I guess that's it then.
Yeah. Who are they? What do they do? Mm-hmm. How do we get them to you?
Right.
Right. Get noticed, be found, convert. That's the name of the game. And something that I'm sure these two gentlemen are probably sick of me saying is at its core, marketing and advertising is simple, not easy. It's simple. And that's where we come into play. We're going to touch a little bit more on that as far as the DIY versus why you hire the professional. But we're going to take a quick break. If you have any questions about digital marketing, traditional advertising, terrestrial radio, give us a call at 904-245-8878 or shoot me an email at mark.chaplin@cmg.com. Coming up after the break, we're going to take a dive into some favorite messaging and then some personal marketing stories as well. We're lucky enough to have decades of experience on this call, so stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Digital marketing is a wise investment decision, and it's also an effective marketing channel that will help you grow your business. We will be right back to the Marketing Advisors Show on 104.5 WOKV. Digital marketing provides business owners the best chances for survival, competition, and business growth. You're listening to the Marketing Advisor Show on 104.5 WOKV.
Welcome back to the Marketing Advisor Show. I'm Mark Chaplin, the Digital Director of Local Solutions Cox Media Group and 104.5 WOKV. With me today are CMG Senior Media Consultants Jonathan Daniel and Nathan Cucker. And today we're discussing what is your messaging and online presence really say about your business. But right now I want to take a quick turn and have a little fun and ask share a personal favorite messaging or a marketing story you have just throughout your career. I know I kind of sprung that on you, so I'll start it off. The one that I always kind of think about is I grew up on a military base, so we got television stations from like Chicago and from New York, like wherever you were, it was those agreements were broadcast to military bases. And so WGN Chicago, I would watch Cubs baseball all the time, and a commercial would come on, and it was for rugs, Empire Rugs, and the jingle got me. This has been almost 40 years, and it's 588-2300 Empire. And it's still there, actually. I looked it up the other day, and it's still there, and I'll never get it out of my head. It worked so well. My wife likes hardwood floors. She's a school teacher, keeps things clean, so it's kind of a moot point for me, but if I ever wanted to, I would know exactly where to go. So I'm curious, from experience or from even childhood, what sticks out for you guys or what's a really interesting story that maybe a success story that you've had from one of your advertisers? I don't know. Nate, do you want to go first? Or?
Yeah, sure. You were talking about, things that you remember and jingles and stuff like that. Yeah, the Empire, that ranks up there pretty high. I would say that the other ones would be like, you know, the $5 footlong, automatically you think of Subway, you know, mm-hmm. or the Like a Good Neighbor. I mean, my God, you see so many insurance company commercials, like you can close your eyes and be like, okay, is that State Farm? Is that Progressive? Is that Geico? Like, I'm not really too sure who that is. But as far as a branding and jingle goes, like, yeah, I mean, just those national ones, because they pounded so much. I mean, automatically, like I said, like when I think of a $5 hoagie, I'm thinking of a Subway, you know, or give me a break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar, you know.
It's, oh yeah.
So there's so many jingles out there. I mean, done correctly, they can be so effective. I mean, you think of like Arlington, you see so many because they paid so little. Safe Touch, crook nose not to mess with Safe Touch security, you know.
Yeah.
So There's some local ones in the market, just not national ones. But yeah, like I said, done effectively, if you can get, and this doesn't work for everyone. I mean, if you're a funeral home or something like that, you don't necessarily want a jingle to like someone to start whistling that. But if you can start getting someone to like sing along or, you know, word for word, a creative spot, I mean, you got them. They'll think of you right away.
And I mean, you're exactly right. You want to make sure the message matches the business. Standing out for a jingle is one thing, but JD, I want to hear what you said, but you talked about the forgetfulness and that advertising can have. It was taught to me as vampire advertising. Like the ad was so good, you forgot what the product or the service was. That's what you don't want to achieve. I wonder what comes to mind for you as far as a favorite slogan, jingle, or maybe a really cool story.
Well, I thought Nathan had a great point about all the insurance commercials that we're seeing today and well, you know, all these various slogans and jingles and how do we know which one's which? And I often find myself mixing up some of these companies, but one insurance company that stands out in my mind, it might be one of my favorite commercials out there today. It's a Farmers Insurance. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two. We are farmers. Bah, 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 bah. I mean, I can rattle that off because I've seen so many different commercials, be it on television, heard it on the radio, or predominantly in YouTube pre-roll videos. And it shows an outlandish situation where somebody somehow was able to file a claim. You know, they're driving through the mountains and, you know, for a rough example, an elk comes out of a tree onto a windshield. Okay, yeah, that would never happen. Well, Farmers Insurance says it happened. They covered it. So that's great creative. That's something that's resonated with me. And one locally that I think they've done a really good job of coming up with this. It's more of a position statement. The story with this, it's a local roofer. They're the longest running roofer in Northeast Florida. They've been repairing and replacing roofs in Northeast Florida since 1946. I mean, that alone is a pretty big selling point. Great reputation for you know, generations. And they came up with the first name in Jacksonville Roofing. This is Jack C. Wilson Roofing Company. And this is something that's been running for several years. And I just hear anecdotes from people in my own neighborhood. I've seen their signs in the yards of people in my neighborhood. And I mentioned to them, hey, I know these guys. You know, we work with this company. And they're like, oh, yeah, the first name in Jacksonville Roofing. And that's something that, going back to the cohesive messaging as well, we have had that on the radio. They've had that online. They've had that in search ads. I mean, you keep that consistent, and over time, it will resonate with people, and people can rattle that off without even thinking twice about it.
Yeah, I'm actually a little newer to Jacksonville. I haven't been around, you know, for years and years like y'all have, but I do specifically recall hearing that, tuning in to OKV, but also passing along. So it's pretty interesting now to be on the receiving side of it, so to speak. So I'm really glad you brought that up. It's something we'll touch on again towards the end of the show. I always like to end, you know, on that high note, have a smile for it, but, it's case in point, right? Getting the attention, right? Having the right message. If you can retain that and get that call to action, that's what it's all about.
Digital marketing is a wise investment decision, and it's also an effective marketing channel that will help you grow your business. We will be right back to the Marketing Advisors Show on 104.5 WOKV. With the shift in consumer behaviors and the evolution of technology, small and medium businesses are doing everything they can to keep up. Businesses are either changing their business models to an online one or growing existing marketing efforts with digital marketing strategies. The Marketing Advisor Show each week will talk about how to grow your business through digital marketing. It's time for the Marketing Advisor Show on 104.5 WOKV. Here's your host, Digital Sales Director with Local Solutions and Cox Media Group, Mark Chaplin.
I want to switch gears here for a second to kind of get back into the sort of meat and potatoes of today's show. And, you know, I've been doing this for 12, almost 13 years now. You know, Nate, I know you've been doing it for well over a decade. JD, you're right there at a decade and plus as well. So we've encountered not every scenario because we're all still working, right? Until we stop working, we won't have them all. But the DIYer, right, the do-it-yourselfer. It's one of the things that you respect that because this business owner, for small business owners especially, they had the gumption and the entrepreneurial spirit to say, I don't need someone else to pay me. I can go out and do it on my own. That's a wonderful thing. It really is. That's the backbone of America. But when it comes to advertising and marketing, I want to talk through that as far as some things you've seen and some suggestions to say, if you feel comfortable doing this, great, but I would suggest leaving this thing to the pros. No different than, I know we didn't talk about this, JD, but roofing, right? Sure. I've popped up on a roof before. I've actually laid a square. I'm not going to do it again, right? I did it okay, but I know I didn't do it as good, and I sure enough did not have the experience to have the right safety to do it, right? So it's not as severe with advertising, but it could be, because you want to have your name out there the right way, but you also don't want to have any waste on that on that investment. So I wanted you guys to dive in on that. So what are some of the advantages, things that you don't have to think about or worry for if you're a business owner and you hire the professional? I'm not sure if Nathan or JD, you want to go first?
One example I would use is I use my own vehicle. I know how to change the oil in my vehicle. I can replace an air filter, a few other minor tasks. But when it comes to engine diagnostics, you know, I need an expert at an automotive service center to take a look under the hood. And I think there are some parallels there with, say, Google Analytics, for example. Mm. What does all of that data mean? And how does that data translate to business showing up at a brick and mortar or business converting on the website? And there comes a point in time where a business is going to reach a certain stage in their growth where they need a company that knows how to handle this stuff at scale and knows how to translate this information, because we're now in an age where a website is just as important, if not more important, than a physical brick and mortar. And I don't know. Can elaborate a lot on that. I'd like to defer to your expertise on that, Nathan.
Yeah, so I'm going to say this delicately. So the people out there listening, you know, if you do this, you know, I'm not, you know, I don't want to offend you at all, but if you are doing things on your own for analytics, for search engine, for SEO, if you are doing this yourself, why? Why are you doing that? Like, it could be a lot of reasons. Like, maybe you just can't afford to have someone doing it the right way. But when you get to that point, like you said, JD, like when you get to that point when you need to do it, let an expert do it. I mean, it really is a science, like learning how to read the analytics and seeing what keywords have the most engagements and what click-through rates and percentages and new users and sessions and uniques and all this other stuff. I can go on and on and on.
Yeah.
I don't know how an engine works. I know it works, you know, but if my car breaks down, I'm not just going to go and start tinkering with the engine. Let the professionals do it. I promise you, if it's a cost-cutting problem, okay, fine. We get that. But if it's because you want to have control in doing it, or you just think you know more than what the experts do, I would highly suggest calling me or calling JD. Call one of us and have just a conversation with us, and let us just walk you through a little bit about, you know, maybe we do an audit of your website and point out some things that might be working well, and absolutely will compliment you and say that it's amazing, but why do it? You have so much other things. You have employees to worry about. You have insurance to worry about. You have benefits. You have the printer paper that's running out. You have all these things you need to worry about. Why are you worrying about doing stuff on your own and it's taking time out of your day when you could be doing what you're supposed to be doing, and that's managing a business, selling, and increasing your ROI? So, I mean, I hope that's not too blunt, but, I mean, like I said, I'm not just going to start working on a car because I think I could do it because I have a wrench in my toolbox. So, yeah. I mean, just give us a call, please. You know, we'll help you out the best we can.
And I've actually worked with, in my career in marketing advertising, quite a few attorneys. And attorneys are learned people. They've gone to school for a long time. They've proven beyond reasonable doubt, if you will, right, that they are people that give legal counsel. But they didn't go to school to do marketing, even though they're intelligent. That intelligence and that expertise doesn't necessarily translate over. And it's one of the things that understanding the cost versus worth, that's what I want to get into in a second here. Even though it costs you a little bit of money, what you can get out of that versus your time? Because there was, it's been probably in 2014, 2015, Google released the stat of, hey, if you're going to manage a campaign on your own, expect to spend about 8 hours a week doing it. Quite frankly, your work week just went from 5 days to six or 6 days to seven, right? So cost and worth as far as the effectiveness and deliverables of a campaign versus your time. And did you go into business to be a roofer, a vet, an attorney, an accountant, right? Or did you do it to be a marketer? That's really what I want the listeners to kind of grab onto. And we'll dig in a little bit more on that. We're going to take a quick break, but again, like Nathan and JD have been saying, if you have any questions about digital marketing, terrestrial radio, give us a call. It's 904-245-8878, or just shoot us an email at mark.chaplin@cmg.com. And coming up after the break, we're going to continue on as far as why bring in the professional versus the DIYer. We'll be right back.
Digital marketing is a wise investment decision, and it's also an effective marketing channel that will help you grow your business. We will be right back to the Marketing Advisors Show on 104.5 WOKV. Digital marketing provides business owners the best chances for survival, competition, and business growth. You're listening to the Marketing Advisor Show on 104.5 WOKV.
Welcome back to the Marketing Advisor Show. I'm Mark Chaplin, the Digital Director of Local Solutions, Cox Media Group, and 104.5 WOKV. Along with me today are CMG Senior Media Consultants Jonathan Daniel and Nathan Cucker. And we took a short pause. We were talking about why hire a professional marketer. We touched on just the investment involved of dollars versus time, which, you know, my granddad used to say the thing about land is they're not making any more of it. And as I got older, he made me realize it's the same with time. So I say that to say, you know, we've talked about the advantages of why we can do it for you. And the biggest difference would be what you're able to gather, scrape and scrub from like an analytics or reporting piece. You don't want to have to go through that, digest it, and then bring out, you know, a reasonable result of what it is. You want someone to do that for you, saying, hey, you spent $8 and we brought you in 19. This is the things that did it. We're going to continue to do these things that worked really well. We also noticed we can do better at this, so we're going to shift that up. Does that sound okay to you, Mr. Business Owner? Those are the conversations, right, that the three of us I know have had ad nauseum at this point, because that's where the rubber meets the road. But I wanted you guys to touch on just the cost versus worth of, you know, a larger player in the space with like data and vendor agreements as opposed to like an independent shop, and just touch on that as far as what business owners can expect and the right kind of questions to ask. I don't know, JD, if you want to start off or.
Sure. And the reality is I can certainly acknowledge that there are some benefits to working with a boutique style independent agency. But there comes a point in a business's growth where that business just simply needs a larger company that's equipped to handle marketing and advertising matters at scale. And frankly, it can be difficult to find some smaller independent shops that have access to certain resources. You know, Mark, you touched on data, purchasing data, credit score data. You know, a buzz phrase that we've all heard and a lot of our listeners have heard over the last several years is entering the digital age. Obviously, we are deep into the digital age. There is no more entering that. Well, now we're at the age of data. What companies are best able to leverage data? Because that helps us pinpoint customers. You know, it's gone are the days of casting these really wide nets and hoping you catch any type of fish. We're now able to fish for specific types of fish in specific areas. And I'm confident that we are second to none when it comes to leveraging data to execute successful and effective advertising campaigns. But not just that, campaigns that are cost efficient. And like you said, Mark, deliver that significant ROI.
Yeah. And something I'd like to kind of add to that, that, you know, if it goes over anyone's head, that's not intentional. But we have vendor partnerships and license agreements with companies like Google, with companies like Microsoft, with companies like Facebook. And I say that to say we're marketing and advertising partners with them as well as Amazon. So that means we have access to them as a resource, but them from a data standpoint. And for Google, we're a managed agency partner. Fewer than 200 marketing companies in the country have access to that. There's well over 10,000 marketing companies in America alone. And with Microsoft, right, we're an advertising partner. That means LinkedIn. That means Bing. I mean, there's users upon users upon users there. So it's a really important thing. I'm glad you brought that up. And Nathan, I know that you've been in marketing, advertising, both with radio and digital for a while. And I wonder what comes to mind with you after I've mentioned those vendor agreements and what JD just touched on. What comes to you
you forgot two other major ones, Facebook. We're a partner of Facebook, and we're also a partner of Amazon too. So Cox Media, you said about all the people that are Google partners and stuff like that, but you have to, that's another thing, that's another subject that I could have later, because a lot of people say that they're Google partners, but to be a premium partner, agency partner, I think they call it nowadays, mm-hmm. With Google, we were the pioneers. I mean, we were the ones that actually started it. We beta tested it for all the other companies out there to be where they're at right now. So that's pretty cool. I mean, the other day I had a call with our actual Google reps and the client at the same time. So, those are just some of the things that there's nothing wrong with a boutique agency. Absolutely. I mean, there's some really great agencies. I know a lot of them. I work with them. But there comes a point, like JD said, there are limitations. I mean, the days of one person knowing SEO, SEM, video targeting, mobile, native content, over the top, all these massive products, all the golf clubs we have in our tool bag or in our golf bag, mm-hmm. we have teams that are specifically built that know this product, and then they communicate with each other, and then they use that data from each product and each campaign that funnels into one barrel as we speak. So we know exactly what that one person or the attribution of that one person to coming to your website, making the final decision. Like, these are all things that it's very tough to get at a smaller boutique agency. And I'll be honest with the people that are listening out there right now. Most of these little boutique agencies that are out there, smaller mid-sized agencies, are farming them out to companies like us to do it in the back end. So, we are doing it for them, whether they know it or not. And then there's a markup, and then we can get into another conversation with that too. But getting that custom service, the custom reporting, the data, the analytics, the attribution at a company like Cox Media Group or a larger company, we're second to none. I mean, we're Rolls Royce.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. The white glove service, regardless of spend level, and my experience has been with smaller agencies, with boutique, they're good at, they're good at a lot of things, but it's good to use them for maybe a creative purpose
or website design.
For specific stuff of like, I want it to look like this or have this color or this aesthetic. But when it's time to get that out there, fellas, we started at the top of the show talking about messaging, right? When it's time to get that out there, that's when the players like us really come in, and that's how we shine. JD, did you have anything to add on top of that before we wrap up?
Yeah, just to kind of reinforce what Nathan said, because we have these direct partnerships with Google, with Amazon, with Microsoft. I mean, we all know this because we're in this world, but your average business owner doesn't necessarily understand the ever-changing algorithms in how the landscape in the Google search space is constantly evolving and changing. And because we have those direct partnerships, we are on top of that in real time. So the campaigns that are run with us in the digital space ultimately are just more efficient and more cost effective.
Yeah. And, like Nate said, we've got teams of people that manage this stuff. And JD, you alluded to the fact the information age, digital is now, with machine learning and bots and AI. There's simply too many things that are processing very quickly that you have to have the tools to manage, but then you have to have the people to run those resources. And that's one of the things that I'm really noticing on that gap and how we really not only like deliver and report, but quite frankly, how we shine, because when they see their top line go up and their bottom line up, that tells the whole story, in and of itself. This has been a really good time as far as talking about the messaging and what business owners can think about, what they can look for and do. And as we wind down for this week's show, I'll be the one to mention Halloween is about 3 weeks away, and then you got about 25 minutes after Halloween, and boom, there's the holidays, right? Nate's shaking his head like, oh, I better get to shopping. I know I got stuff for the kiddo. I got stuff for the wife. the holidays are upon us, right? And so I was curious, because messaging, you can say, let's think in more transactional retail. You can say one thing all year long. But when the holidays come, you have to say something either different because of seasonality, or you have to say that thing in a different way, right? Which is a very, very kind of finessed and finite thing. But I'm curious, you know, with that being said, we're going to dive into that a little bit more next week on how to really take your messaging and pivot it the right way, but not lose any momentum, but also not change what it is. But I want to know, what is your favorite, you know, holiday commercial, holiday campaign? And then after that, I want to know, you know, what do you think we're going to see this season? Because this Christmas is not like last Christmas. And I know I kind of sprung this on you fellas, but mine, oh man, I'm such a sucker for those Coca-Cola polar bears. I hear that, and then I can't help it. Between that and the Empire Records, man, they both got me hooked. And I hope I'm not stealing anybody's, but the Hershey's Kisses.
Is
that the one?
The bells?
Yes. That thing is well over two decades old, and it's that song is undeniable, and you see that thing going in the last one. He's like, whew, I did it, right? That's the seventh grader in the Christmas pageant trying so hard, doing so good. I took that B to an A, and then I did it. Mom and Dad, yeah. And then they go out, and they get Hershey's Kisses, right? That's what comes to my head in that. But I know I stole yours, Nate. Sorry. But
no, actually, I'm gonna get to you. You were talking about early ones here. This is going to date me for a while.
All right.
But when I start seeing them Stetson commercials, boy, I know it's the holidays. Stetson makes it easy for you, you know?
I like it.
What's the other ones? Oh, the Campbell's soup where the snowman comes out and comes
that's
in
right.
and
that's
he
right.
melts and it's the kid. And then, of course, Peter's home, you know, the Folgers, you know, once you start seeing Peter downstairs, you know that it's the holidays. But no, I mean, yeah, of course, the Coke one. Yeah, the Bell ones. But to answer your question about the holiday season, Mark, you know, I think that's the million-dollar question. How are the holidays going to be? But I can tell you one thing that's for sure. They're coming, and you should be ready for it. You know, if you're not right now putting things in play for that, you're a little bit behind the eight ball a little bit. But once again, it all comes back to everything else that we've been talking about. You know, be found or get noticed, be found and convert. You know, it's the holidays, people. It's safe to come here. This is what we're doing. Times are tough. You know, people might have lost their jobs or furloughed. This is why you should come and see me. You know, it's going to be different. You know, my wife and I were talking the other day, last night actually, is Santa Claus going to wear a mask? You know, or are they going to have him at malls? You know, like what is going to – trick or treats coming up here in the next like couple of weeks. Like, you know, I mean, it's just a wacky 2020, my Lord.
Yeah,
like,
it's the reality of the matter.
Yeah, and you feel bad for the people right now that are in like Texas and Louisiana. I mean, they're just getting bombarded by storms left and right. So, you know, the holidays are coming. They are definitely coming. So, you know, just have to embrace it and be there for people.
JD, I'm curious, what's a favorite one or two? And then, you know, I have a thought on what we'll see this season, but I want to know what you think as well.
Yeah, it's hard to name one single favorite, but one that's family friendly and fun that sticks out in my mind is the M&M's commercial where you have the red and yellow M&M and they're sneaking into the living room with the bowl of red and green M&M's. Yeah. And they're like, oh, do you think he's going to like these? And, you know, putting those out instead of the cookies. Well, then they run into Santa laying out gifts and they kind of get spooked and say, oh, my gosh, he is real. And then Santa looks down at the M&M's and says, they are actually real. And then faints.
Yeah. That's a funny one.
It's you know, it's good family friendly 15 second spot, but there, you know, for the holiday season, I mean, look, people's shopping patterns and purchasing patterns have changed a bit, and I think that businesses do need to brace for that and to make sure they have a strategy currently in place, or perhaps maybe they need to modify their strategy a bit for the holiday shopping period. A lot of folks are, you know, going to be doing a mix of online ordering and tailoring their in-person shopping. So I just think that businesses need to, with their brick and mortars, make the customers feel comfortable. Just like Nathan said, like we had touched on earlier in the show, it's all about giving the customers a sense of comfort. You're going to be safe when you come here. we're taking the necessary precautions. Here's what we're doing, and here's why it's going to be safe and fine for you to come shop with us. I think messaging really is going to be key as we get into the holidays.
Yeah, I agree. One way. Oh, go ahead, Nate.
I will say this. I did see a stat that they are predicting online shopping to be through the roof this year. So if your website isn't ready to go, or if you don't have a digital campaign or something to do with digital where people can see you when they're looking for new shoes or cars or animals or whatever it is that they're going to buy, it's going to be tough because it is going to be a massive online year this year.
Yeah. And Mark, just a quick tidbit. If you want a free website audit, they can reach out to Nathan or I. And
absolutely.
We provide a free website audit for them. And we will tell them where the opportunities are and what they're currently doing well. All they have to do is ask us.
Took the words right out of my mouth. You know, sort of the contrapositive of what you guys said, and I'll make this brief as we wrap up, but there will be a lot of online shopping, but I think what we're going to see is the increase in traffic of personal movement and travel, not so much flying, but driving. So what that tells me is if I'm an attorney, if I'm a criminal attorney, I need to make sure that I'm mobile first when people get that ticket. If I'm a personal injury attorney, unfortunately, we know people are going to be running late, which means they're going to be driving fast, and we're not getting any better, right, at multitasking. So there's unfortunately going to be accidents. So I say that to say, please, listeners, be careful driving. But personal injury attorneys, make sure that when people have that unfortunate incident, they can find you quickly and simply, right? And then I take that all the way to mobile providers. If it's been 2 or 3 years on a phone, hey, come in, make sure even though you can't see them, you can connect with them, right? That's a really strong play from a messaging standpoint for a mobile company, in my opinion. So, all really, really good stuff, gentlemen. I want to thank you both again for joining me today. Thank you for listening to the Marketing Advisor Show. If you have any questions or if you want to set up a free, no obligation call, whether it's on the phone, over the computer, give us a call. We'll talk about that website audit. The number is 904-245-8878, or shoot us an email at mark.chaplin@cmg.com. That's mark.chaplin@cmg.com. We can talk about your business's strategy, some of our best practices, and what some really good next steps are for you. Again, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week on 104.5 WOKV.
You've been listening to the Marketing Advisor Show on 104.5 WOKV with host Mark Chaplin, Digital Sales Director with Local Solutions and Cox Media Group. If you have a question for Mark or would like to be a guest on the show, call Mark Chaplin at 245-8878. That's 245-8878. We hope you'll join us next week on the Marketing Advisor Show.